Hi everyone, welcome to episode 7 of Poet Voice. So obviously a lot has happened since episode 6, and I wanted to talk about that today, the news that we all received 2 Tuesdays ago, which was that the Creative Writing and Publishing program alongside 39 other programs would be suspended. So this was shocking news for a lot of the students, a lot of the faculty. It was a really surprising decision. And I want to talk about that today. The fact that this decision was made that in 3 years, pretty much as the new students, the first year students now, as they graduate, the program will slowly be dismantled. This news was kind of just given to us without any community consultation, without any engagement whatsoever, even though, you know, the higher-ups claim it was a financial decision. I think looking at the program and the number of students in the program as well as the number of faculty, you know, the numbers don't really add up. It's such a incredible program that I've been privileged to, even, you know, the small amount of students that I've been able to interact with have really inspired me and changed me. And of course, the faculty, I've been just blown away by how engaged the faculty are. I mean, going above and beyond, not only teaching, but so many of you guys have, so many of the students have told me about the level of feedback that you get on your work. Even though the professors might be teaching, you know, 3 other classes, you still get a lot of feedback on your writing. You know, these professors are mentoring you in terms of other creative pursuits, such as B222, the Ampersand Review, other ideas that you have, the Creative Writing Club, new clubs that you're hoping to develop. So in my, I know I'm new here, but in my short 3 months of being on campus, I've just been incredibly blown away by this community. And I think that's what I want to talk about today, community. Because this community did not take this decision lightly. You know, this community of students, of professors, of former professors, former Ampersand Review readers, former poets and fiction writers from the GTA, from Mississauga, from across Canada, did not take this decision lightly. I've been really blown away that the students themselves, the very day I believe that this decision was communicated, decided to launch into action. So this is, you know, a kudos to the students for launching their Save Creative Writing and Publishing Instagram account and campaign to write to the administration and sort of communicate all the reasons why this incredible program should be preserved. So I've been really blown away by that, the campaign that you guys have begun, as well as engaging with the larger community of writers, fiction writers, poets, publishers, editors. We've received support from the League of Canadian Poets, from so many organizations, the Literary Press Group. You know, there's been so many groups that have sort of rallied behind us. We received a statement of support from Michael Ondaatje, from Dennis Lee. These are Canadian luminaries who know how important and how essential this program is. A.F. Moritz wrote in his letter that creative writing is becoming increasingly popular across Canada. We're sort of a few years behind the U.S., but as many of you know, the U.S. is full of so many MFAs that are fully funded, that really support their students. And of course, they have higher population, but Canada's a few years behind. You know, we're beginning to get more MFA programs, more PhD programs. I've learned in the past few months that the University of Toronto is developing its own PhD program in creative writing. Not only that, but they're also, A.F. Moritz informed me that they're also beginning a BA program in creative writing. So all these institutions across Canada are, increasing their creative writing offerings to meet the students' demand. These are, you know, students pushing for this, students asking for this, an increase in creative writing and publishing. And I think Sheridan does something really special, which is the Creative Writing and Publishing program offers internships, offers real job training. And of course, you all know this. This is what you've been telling the administration. This is what you've been arguing for the past 2 weeks, really eloquently, really beautifully. So we all know this. Everyone knows this. The decision makes no sense. We've had writers rallying around us. And I just want to say that I'm really impressed with what everyone's been doing. And as the writer in residence, I will, you know, continue to support the students and do whatever I can. So if you haven't written a letter yet, or you want some feedback on that, or ways to get more involved, you can, of course, reach out to me. But I did want to talk about community today, because I think the term community is something that gets thrown around a lot when we talk about creative writing, when we talk about making it as in the publishing world. You know, community is so important, but what does that really mean? And I think oftentimes, to be completely honest, it's very self-serving. We talk about community, we talk about reviewing books, the importance of reviewing books, because we want our own books to be reviewed. We talk about going and supporting your fellow readers at their readings and open mics, because we want people to come to our readings. We post books we're reading saying, wow, look at this amazing book that just came out, because we want people to do that when our book comes out. So in my short amount of time in the writing scene or the writing community, I have seen a lot of quote unquote community engagement that is incredibly self-serving, but it is what it is. And I think that's typical for any art scene, any, you know, I'm sure in film it's similar, or in visual arts it's similar. But what I've seen these past 2 weeks of students and community of writers rallying around creative writing and publishing is, I would say, real community. You know, this is not self-serving. These are individuals who see the importance of this program. And even for the students to launch this campaign, you guys are already in the program. You know, you guys are already, you're apparently allowed, permit it to graduate over these next 3 years. You launched this campaign out of support for incoming students, for prospective students who have not had this opportunity, and also for the love of this program itself, and the fact that so much time and energy and money went into developing a program that is now being dismantled. So this is real community engagement. This is, you know, not, I can't think of any way that it's self-serving, except to preserve something that's vital, something that's important to not only developing our own writing skills, but also Canadian publishing as a whole. So I think this is really powerful and really meaningful, and this is the kind of community engagement that we do need in CanLit when so much of it can seem a little self-serving. So I think community engagement, when it's authentic and real, is essential to being a writer. I mean, some universities, some courses, some institutions even have classes on community engagement where you're supposed to review somebody's book or leave them a Goodreads review or go to a reading. And I think what you guys are doing is what you will continue to do when you write your when you launch your writing careers, when you launch your publishing careers, because this type of activism and advocacy is, you know, when it's authentic and you feel driven and you believe in the cause, is a part of being a writer, or at least it can be. So I wanted to go back to poetry today. I feel like when the world is falling apart, poetry can be really sustaining. And hopefully in the new year, I'll do some other podcasts about fiction. But I wanted to read a poem today, which is from Diane de Prima's Revolutionary Letters, which is about, well, revolution. I mean, she was a revolutionary. She was a visionary poet. She was immersed in radical politics. And, you know, what we're doing is a kind of activism. Of course it is. You know, it's a type of advocacy. So maybe this poem will be inspiring as we continue in the weeks ahead. So this is from a really great book of sort of all her revolutionary letters. I'll just read the first one. So this is Revolutionary Letter Number 1. I have just realized that the stakes are myself. I have no other ransom money, nothing to break or barter but my life. My spirit measured out in bits spread over the roulette table. I recoup what I can, nothing else to shove under the nose of the maitre de jeu, nothing to thrust out the window, no white flag, this flesh all I have to offer, to make the play with this immediate head, what it comes up with, my move as we slither over this go-board, stepping always, we hope, between the lines. So that's the poem that is Diane de Prima's Revolutionary Letter, number 1, and really speaks to, I think, this idea of refusal, this idea of, you know, what are the stakes when you speak out for a cause that you really believe in or are moved to action? You know, these days there's so many causes that one can get involved with, and I think it's important that that is made out of, if you choose to sort of put your flesh on the line and become politically active, that it's a cause you really believe in. So I think for all of us who have spoken up about the importance of creative writing and publishing, reached out to those in our community, advocated for this program, I think this poem will sort of resonate with a lot of us that, you know, this is sort of shows when community engagement can be really meaningful and really important. And I think it's, you know, I've been really moved by the outpouring of support by all of the poets, fiction writers, organizations that we've reached out to. And I hope in the days ahead we can sort of remember that we're doing this because we believe in this cause, we believe in this program. And yeah, I just want to thank all of you for your openness and willingness. I know everyone has final projects. It's all I've been hearing in my office hours is how stressed everyone is, the lack of sleep, the final projects you have due, the class presentations that are due, all your internships that are ending. There couldn't be a worse time, and I think that's why they picked this time. So I just want to thank all of you for, even though you have so much going on, of showing up for one another and showing up for the future of creative writing and publishing.